The following program is being brought to you on the Seventh Wave Network. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit SeventhWaveNetwork.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management. Welcome to Shine Your Light with Angela Bushman. Our program is designed to help you on your journey of transformation. If you're looking for inspiration, empowerment, and fun, you've come to the right place. Now, here's your host, Angela Bushman.
Aloha, everyone. This is Angela. I'm so happy to be here today with you in this coursework that we're doing, A Soul's Journey Home, Returning to Love. It's such an exciting time, and I loved doing the prep work for this show today because I'm just feeling the love and this place where we are, and it's just, you know, it's the place to be. It's the place. It's the goal. It's where we can find ourselves when we've done this inner journey, when we've done this inner work. And I hope that you're all feeling it too. It's really been interesting for me as I've created this course work and gone back through these different levels, you know, of finding ourselves. And, you know, I'm so empathic. I get back into that energy of those struggles and that information and, you know, that part of my journey, which is where all this program has come from. And, you know, I felt it. It was really interesting, very similar to when I wrote my memoir, getting back into that energy of each of those moments and empathically being able to be there for the purpose, really, of writing that material to share with all of you, to share with the world. And so that's why, you know, it's wonderful to be in this class today because now we've done the work and we are in class 10, Home to Love. This is the 10th of 11 of my life-changing empowerment classes, and you're continuing on the road of realigning with your purpose, passion, and power by understanding the power of returning home to love, which is what we're talking about today. And it's powerful. This is a powerful, powerful thing. You know, if we could just go right to this chapter, it would be so easy, right? And we, in essence, we could, but we get so caught up in all the other little things that we go through along the way that we have to start there. So we have to start in all the struggle and the nitty-gritty and the being lost and the fear and all of that that we talk about in these earlier chapters of this coursework, because it's all part of it. And until we kind of can understand our situation in each of those energies or experiences, then we can't really get to this level of where we are now and really give it the credence that it deserves, because all these other things are distracting us, you know, this lower energy stuff. And it, but it's all part of the purpose. It's all part of the plan. It's all part of the journey. It's what we were here to experience. So yeah, today's class is really talking about love. Love is the basis of who we are, and the rest of it is just the journey of experiencing and then returning to happy, healthy, and whole beings once again. So my question for you today, with that summary of this class, is that are you ready to return to a life of unconditional love? And, you know, we've done the prep work. If you've done this work along the way, you've done the prep work. We've talked about so much, like I say, that kind of gets in the way of all of that, or we think has to get in the way of all of that, or that we experience along the way. So we've addressed it. And now, are you ready? Are you ready to get back into that unconditional love? I love that I find these great supporting statements, quotes from so many of the different ancient wisdoms, societies, cultures that have given us all of this, you know, knowledge that's been there forever for us, and that we are just rediscovering and repurposing in our own way, through our own words, through our own experiences. And so I want to read to you the opening quote from my book, The Soul's Journey Home, Returning to Love, the memoir, which is where all this coursework is coming from, And this is chapter 11 in the book, that book. It is actually called Home. And the poem, the quote that I ran across that I felt just was so much a summary of everything that I wrote in this book. And it was funny because I actually didn't find this quote until the end of the book, but it just summarized it so beautifully. Oh, it's touching my heart. But I want to share it with you right here. It's actually an ancient Australian Aboriginal proverb. And it goes like this. We're all visitors to this time, this place. We're just passing through. Our purpose here is to observe, to learn, to grow, to love. And then we return home. So there you go. Isn't that just exactly what we've talked about through this whole coursework and how the experiences bring us this gift and life is our journey and we are here to rediscover who we are, purpose, passion, and power. And when we have taken that journey with all of our heart wide open and our brave hat on, as I've been saying all along, then, you know, hopefully we come to this point of home, what we call home. And to me, the home is just the place of love. I actually included, my opening statement in this chapter actually is my little summary. And I want to read it to you right now. I say, I have found my passion. I have found myself. And it is there that I live. It comes from the center of my heart. And all that I do is touched by it. It is a space of contentment that is hard to even begin to explain. It is home. All else are details waiting to be enjoyed. And oh my goodness, does that touch me so deep? Wow! Because it's it. I mean, it's just overwhelming. The energy of this heart space. You can hear it in me right now. And it's so passionate. It's so overwhelming, really, to be experienced. I hope that we all have these moments in our life where we are just so in this energy, of this heartfelt energy, and we can share it with the world, because really this is how we are finding our way back home to ourselves, and that is the greatest gift that we give to the world. To step back into this condition of unconditional love, to hold that vibration, to anchor all else that's going on in the world around us. And as we know, when we start to change the inner world, we change the outer world. So how are you doing? Are you starting to see it in your outer world? Are you starting to see, you know, even in daily life, even in the things that are going on in your world, the relationships, the jobs, the situations, the testing, you know, are you experiencing it on a whole different level? Because you really very much could be by this point in this work. If you've done the work along the way and understand these concepts that we've gone over and really have gone through your awakening, then you're really starting to, you know, you're just observing and you're experiencing and you're embracing all of it. So I hope that you're feeling this huge heart opening that I am right now. Wow. I'm just feeling it, I think, for so many people right now. And it's beautiful. It's deep. It's authentic. It's just, it's the alchemy. You know, it's the alchemy of the work that we've done. And wow, with all that said, I want to read a poem. All else are details waiting to be enjoyed. Hang on to that phrase, right? The poem that I've included, I think, actually at the end of this book, at the end of this whole entire book, and something that I channeled a couple years ago, you know, in one of those times when you don't really understand why things are happening, but you do it, and you hang on to it, and you know that its purpose will present itself, because we're now living in that space of trust, and not having to know all the information right now, but know that you're creating this amazing journey. As you are unfolding this beautiful flower that is blossoming at this point. And here it is, you know, for me to share with you now. Love is not a place outside of you. It is an essence within you from which all else comes. Love is not something that you can hold on to. It is something to be experienced and enjoyed. Love is not something that you can buy. It's free and expands the more you embrace it. Love is not something that you can own. It cannot be contained. Love does not ever leave you. You carry it with you forever. Love is not a person. It is a reflection of you witnessed in another. Love is not a time. It is timeless and can be tapped into whenever you like. Love cannot be taken away from you. It is yours, always to be felt. Love is not elusive. It is as close as your next breath. Love is not something that chooses you. You choose it whenever you desire. Love is not something that you need to acquire. It is within you, waiting to be embraced and expressed. Love is not a mystery. It is the core of who you are. So there you go. I hope that you have been touched by those words. You know, we make it love too difficult. We make it something that it's not. And as I reread through this poem every time, it's a great base to go back to, because I think we try to make love into things or people or something that we don't have, something that we don't understand, something that we think we have to find. And why do we do that? why do we lose that connection with our core? Our core of love is, which is where everything comes from, and it's all within us. There's nothing that we need to do other than accept ourselves the way that we are. And this has been what this coursework is done for us. You know, we've gone in and we've seen how we've been taken away from this place. You know, we've taken ourselves away from this place. And we've told ourselves stories, and we've had experiences, and we've put blame here or there, or we've felt guilty. And, you know, those are all just things that kind of tripped us up along the way. Because it's really so irrelevant, isn't it? You know, we're all here to experience, we're all here to learn, we're all here to grow, and we're all here to love. And by understanding this higher energy of love that we are, nothing else, and we just forget that, it starts to shift our worlds in ways that are beyond our comprehension, and is the biggest transformation that you'll ever go through. Making life different than you've ever understood it before. I've got a couple statements actually here for you at this point. You know, we're not asking the questions anymore. We've done that in the earlier coursework. And what we're doing now is we are making some statements. And I want to just give you a couple statements for you to write down, to hold on to reference, to see how you feel about these, and it'll tell you where you are. And there's these two statements. Number one, I love myself unconditionally. How are you doing with that statement now? Because that'll tell you if you've done the work, you know, if you've done the reflective work, if you've done the digging and the finding of the fears and the letting go and the understanding how everything that you feel the world is not giving you is what you're not giving yourself. You know, we've talked about that in the previous chapters. And so we've talked about, you know, what is it that I'm not giving myself? What is it that I'm still seeking outside of myself? What is it that I'm feeling I need to complete myself from others? What is it I'm looking in others to find to complete myself? You know, that was the work that we did. That was the journey that we took to find those pieces of where you weren't valuing yourself. We also took a look at all the pieces that you've hidden from yourself, you know, all those wounds and all those fears or those pieces that you feel aren't worthy to show the world. And we've learned to be open and vulnerable. And I hope at this point that you can sit here and say, I love myself unconditionally, because this is where this work will bring you. And when you get to this point of this unconditional love, what does it feel like? I'm actually anxious to get a little bit of feedback from some of you so that you can share with me, you know, in your words, what this feeling is like. I only know, you know, through my experience, how I live and what is important to me. But I'm telling you what this journey has done for me and the way that it has allowed me to feel is at peace. Peace is the first word, peace and freedom, you know, and if you know me, you know, I'm all about this freedom thing, and I'm going to get into talking about that just a little bit more here, but I want to kind of hang out in this space right now of this peace, because, you know, it's kind of, I think, what we all look for, and I want you just to feel it, actually. I want you to feel it within this classwork. I want you to feel like this isn't a struggle anymore. You know, this is a place of serenity, this place where we can be, this heartfelt, centered energy of this unconditional love, of knowing who we are, of embracing all of our pieces. It's just a totally different vibration. It just feels to me like the struggle is gone. And what it does is it opens it up that we can allow us to find the centering so easily. And when we are able to find the centering so easily, as we walk through our day, as we are tested by the universe, as we witness our journey, as we experience what we're here to experience, you're going to hold a whole different vibration within each of these. And you're feeling it right now. Right now is this peace. You know, I hope that you're feeling it from me. I'm very much trying to hold the space of peace right now. This beautiful, beautiful, gentle energy. It's strong. It's not weak. And it doesn't have to be overpowering or overbearing or pushed upon another. But it's just this amazing centering energy. And this is what we're striving to stay in. You know, I know we've all glimpsed this space, this place, this energy, whatever it is that we can try to call it or label it or explain it. It is this place of unconditional love and just peace with yourself. I am at peace with myself. Two great statements, you know, make them your mantras, make them your little repetitions, put them in the refrigerator, put them in your car, whatever you do. Put them on your Facebook page. I don't know. Put them where you want. I love myself unconditionally, and I am at peace with myself. And as we know, through doing this work, when we can find that space, that place, that condition within ourselves, then what we're going to start to see is the whole outer world shift around us. So what are you going to start to see? How is it going to start to look? Your struggles are going to start to fall away. You know, there's only going to be choices. And we know, because we've developed those tools along the way of sensing and feeling and not judging, but just experiencing and then using our senses and our feelings to decide what our next choice is going to be, how we're going to create the next moment. And you have that skill now, okay? You have that skill set. So you have your center, you have your peace, and you have your skill set of how to stay in this place of peace. And I want you to make another little short list. I think this is important. I know that you've done a lot of work along the way in this coursework, and you've been doing a lot of writing, and I hope that you've really enjoyed that. You know, it's such a wonderful gift to give yourself to write things down, just to get them out of you, right? And then, because they're not going to make sense to you most likely at the time that you're doing it. But what you're doing is you're starting this amazing compilation. I don't even know how to explain it. It's material that you're going to be using and going back to, and it's going to make much more sense to you as you continue on your journey and go back. So it might be a good time just to take a look over your notes again, you know, as you have time after you finish this course today, and take a look at your notes. And I want you to make another short list. This is going to be the end of the session list and the end of this coursework list. And these are the things that I want you to make a list of. Number one, who are you? Okay, I want you to write down who you feel you are, any words that come to mind. Okay, this isn't like job description or something, but this is describing the essence of who you are, because now you've done your work to find yourself again. You've rediscovered all those pieces. You've learned to value those pieces, like we talked about in the last chapter. You know how important it is to value yourself and all of those pieces that we found along the way. And so here we are. We're going to make this list now. It's going to be not a final list, but a summary list of what you've discovered so far. And kind of something that's come from the work, the beginning part of this work, where you didn't really know. So what we're kind of doing, we're kind of cleaning it up right now. And we're going to kind of, you're going to see some refinement of that. You're going to see some clarity, I think. And you're going to feel at peace with these words when you're saying them. And then the second part of this list is that I want you to put down what you enjoy. Okay, what makes you happy? What is your passion? And this is the list as we continue to go on, now that we've found this place of peace, of contentment, of unconditional love. Remember, we got to step back out in the world and walk every day, one after the other. So now this is your short list. And this is your short list to not let go of, because you've done the work to get back to yourself, to this authentic self, to this authentic place of being, and this unconditional love, no judgment, this place of peace, this place of centering. So here you go. You found it, and now we're going to make a little reference, you know, so that when you get out into the world and you get busy and things just start to distract you, you're going to put this list somewhere where you're going to occasionally run across it. And it's going to be your little reminder, your reminder list. So I hope that we've started to understand by this point in the work the gift of the journey, you know, how important every lesson has been in our life. I hope that we've given thanks for it. I hope that you've taken time to understand what the lesson has brought you, to give thanks for it, and then to understand that how that was an important part of, as we said in the last chapter, you know, polishing, making you into that pearl from that grain of salt. You know, we needed these experiences along the way. And everything that has happened to us, let's not play victim, okay? We've talked about that a lot, because this is empowerment. This is understanding the power that the everyday journey brings to us. And how we stand in our power, okay, where we are in this coursework, where we understand that we are creating so much of everything outside of us, and we are going to choose how to continue to create it going forward. You know, you should really feel like you have the reins right now, and it is going to be a different ball game for you going forward. We're going to start to really focus on, at this point, the freedom that this has allowed us to have, because you've been freed up from so much of what held you back in the beginning. You know, it kept you prisoner because you didn't understand this freedom, this place that you can get to, this place of power, this internal place of power where you connect and you start interacting with the universe to start creating what you want. So this is a whole new space. This is a whole new place. This is a whole new level. And actually, it's interesting because when you live in this place of freedom it actually starts to create a whole new set of things to learn to address, I guess. And actually, that's why we actually have one more class to go. You think, okay, we're home now. And actually, that was the final chapter in my memoir, you know, this Returning to Love Home, where I talk about, you know, I'm in this place now, home. I'm in this place of home, and I'm going to take this energy with me everywhere I go. I actually traveled around the world then. And I talk about the travels and how I kept this energy everywhere I went. You know, I felt everyone else's energy. I experienced it, but I didn't give up my power, myself within each one of those moments. And where it takes us, you know, is this whole new ball game of abundance, really. Because we're not playing by the old rules anymore, okay? We're playing by the new rules. We're playing by these extremely high level of live life how you want to live it. And we're not used to that because we've been so controlled in the past by all that has controlled us. You know, this old pattern of thinking, these old paradigms of thinking, these old ways of thinking that we had to be, and we had to be, you know, codependents with someone else, and we had to do only certain things that we could make a living at, and all of that we've already talked about. But here we are now, you know, at this whole new level of this space of home and starting to live this life of freedom. And so the next course, the next class actually within this course, this audio course, is learning to live with abundance, because you're going to start to see it come into your life. You're going to start, you know, you've learned to really play with these rules of creation. And you've learned that you have the power to do it, okay? You're creating from this unconditional love, which is huge. When you start interacting with that power of love and that true intention from your soul to create goodness wherever you go, in every moment of your life, and to share it with the world, you're just going to be bombarded with abundance. And I don't really want to get into that chapter yet. That's going to be the whole next class. But I hope that that sounds good to you. And you're probably starting to see it. You know, if you're stepping into this power position, you're going to start to see it, because you're going to start to call it in. You know, and you've learned to live without limits. You've learned that life is not limited. You are not limited. You are creating what you want. You're centering in this energy of love, which is the most powerful thing ever. You know, it was amazing because I actually just listened to a TED Talk recently by Marianne Williamson, and she talked about, you know, the way the world is going right now, and how, you know, we have to come back to this this place of love, because really that's the most powerful energy we can even start to play with. And she really kind of stated that she felt it was the only energy that's really going to turn us around at this point. And I thought, you know, I totally agree with that. You know, it's by each one of us coming back into this unconditional place of love, each one of us doing this work on ourselves, this inner journey to remember, you know, this energy of love that we can reunite with. That's really all that we are. All we are is just cleaning ourselves off of all this experiences that we've had and how we've chosen to see them along the way. And we are going to start to have the power to really, you know, especially as each one of us, you know, it's individual work, but as each one of us rises up and holds this place of unconditional love, you know, think about the ripple effect that you're having on everyone else, and how when you're changing this internal, you know, dialogue within you, it's changing your whole outer world. It's just, it's happening. And so never underestimate the power that you are as an individual to change the world. And, you know, as she said, and as I totally believe, you know, we, each one of us doing our work, is the way that we are stepping into this job with the world. At this point, I want to read just a little bit of one of the, I want to read a quote out of the book that I think is going to be a good summary, you know, just kind of for this whole work that we've gone through so far. So you can see, you know, it's not an easy route that we take. It's a very brave route that causes us a lot of pain because we open up and we get so vulnerable and it's the only way to get there. But I just want to share this passage with you. I have been transformed by all the heartache I have endured. At one point, my heart felt like a raw mess that I held exposed in my very hands. Stripped, bruised, and aching, it felt as if I held the heartache of the entire world. And yet I found this pain to be a gift, an opportunity to love at a deeper level than I imagined possible. It was a gift to be able to see the beauty in our struggles and the chance to rediscover newfound love of myself, of others, and of life itself. We must learn to embrace these opportunities in a state of joy. No direction or choice is wrong if it is taken with passion and faith. And so to this day, I live my life with passion, in the moment, following my heart with all my joy. So there's my statement. You know, we have to go through the fire, don't we, to get to the other side and to find this place of freedom. And I'm telling you, you know, the way I live my life now is really in the space of freedom that's really hard to explain or define. But it is very much created in every moment. And, you know, based on my feeling of what feels right to me right now, you know, planning for the future, shooting out, projecting, but then always staying in that place of where I am, you know, this place of the centering, this place of peace, this place of unconditional love, always coming back to this home place when I am, when I'm experienced really anything. And also when I'm talking about, you know, what it is that I am looking forward to creating tomorrow and the next moment in the future, coming back to the space of this unwounded self, this totally embraced, unconditional self. And I'll tell you, I start to see it in the world around me as well. I feel so blessed to be so, embraced in love. Where I go and the paths that I choose to work, the paths that I choose to journey. So I hope that you are encouraged by that. You know, if you're not quite there yet, I hope that you hear the blessing that can come from all the work that we do. I want to, at this point, I want to actually go back. It was interesting because I started the memoir actually was, I started, the first chapter was actually the end, the last chapter, because I wanted you to begin reading this book to see where you could end up. And so I'm actually going back to the first chapter right now, and I'm going to read this poem to you, which is where I talk about this whole concept of freedom. And I want you to hear these lines in here and, you know, take time to write them down if you want. Stop and pause if you're going through the tapes of this. Or just see how your body's responding and jot it down, because this is really going to tell you, you know, where you are right now. It's going to be great feedback to tell you where you are within all of this, with this journey with yourself. So here we go. I'm actually going to make it a little bit briefer. The beginning statement is, I give myself freedom. Okay? So there's actually 27 points here, and I don't want to repeat, I give myself freedom every time. So before each beginning of each statement, that's the words that you're understanding. I think you can do that, that I'm saying, I give myself freedom. Okay? So statement number one, I give myself freedom to smile when I feel like it. I give myself freedom to choose what is right for me. I give myself freedom to be happy because I want to be. I give myself freedom to cry when sadness starts to arise and to give thanks for the lesson learned, but not to hang on to the sadness or to let it have power over me. I give myself freedom to value and walk in my truth and to understand that my truth is not the same as others' truths. I give myself freedom to experience to see that every day is a gift to choose how to experience life in this physical world. To learn, to grow, to expand without judgment, without judging myself or others. To be free of others' opinions of me, as I know that everyone has their own unique perspective on reality. To allow others to be precisely where they are on their journey, and to know that it is not my responsibility or right to change anyone but myself. To trust that I can take care of myself and keep myself safe. To love myself unconditionally. To choose without regret. To love and to be loved. To create healthy boundaries for myself. To make decisions free of guilt, knowing that I will choose what is for the highest good, whether or not others understand. To give without the expectation of anything in return. To accept what is given to me, knowing that I am worthy to receive abundance. To enter into relationship with others while keeping my individuality. To see the beauty in everyone, even when they cannot. To know that everyone is a unique part of the whole. To understand how powerful I am, to stand in my power and to not be afraid of it. To understand that I am creating my life experiences. To see hard times as opportunities to grow and to find strength I would otherwise not have known. To not repeat lessons already learned. To be real, to express my passions in my own unique way, and to speak my voice when I choose. To be brave enough to be a pioneer on frontiers where others have not attempted to go. I give myself freedom to be myself and to shine my light. So there you go. That is the poem of I Give Myself Freedom. And you know, I hope that you find yourself right now in this place of unconditional love, this place of peace with yourself, the centering of yourself that you can hold on to as you continue to journey on your way throughout your life, throughout your lessons, creating the life that you would like to live, understanding that you have freedom over so much of what is going on. Don't ever let that freedom be taken away from you. Don't allow it. Understand that you have the freedom to create what you want. Understand that you are worthy, that you are loved, that you are unique, that you are beautiful. I hope that you enjoyed the energy of this course today, this class today. Wow. I hope that you can resort back to this class when you need to find that centering of love, that centering of unconditional space, of unconditional love for yourself. Hold it within you, cherish it, and go about sharing it with the world. Let's take a quick break here, and we're going to come back to some questions if you want to call in or email in, and we will talk about some other things coming up. Let's take a quick break now, and I look forward to continuing on in this great space of love today.
This
This is the Seventh Wave Channel on the Voice America Network. Are you trying to discover your life purpose or find your passion? Are you stuck in a life that is not serving you? Angela Bushman has courageously shared her story of self-discovery in her first book, A Soul's Journey Home. In order for others to be inspired to step out of their comfort zone, align with their higher self, and live a life of freedom and joy. Due to overwhelming requests, she is currently working on a workbook and audio tapes to assist you in your journey back to your purpose, passion, and power. An intuitive empowerment coach based in Phoenix and Hawaii with clients all over the world. Angela works with individuals via phone, Skype, and in person. Each is designed to activate one's personal blueprint for transformation. Known as the Right Now Teacher, Angela provides you with the information that you need to know right now in order to help you understand and move beyond your blocks and fears. Among her many tools, Angela's paintings have been channeled to help you shift your energy through the use of visual images. You can find more of what Angela offers at www.angelabushman.com. The Voice America Seventh Wave Channel. Seek greater awareness. You are listening to Shine Your Light with Angela Bushman. To connect with our program today, please call 1-866-472-5795. That's 1-866-472-5795. You may also send an email to Angela at angelabushman.com. Now, back to the program.
Aloha, everyone. We're back. I hope that you enjoyed the class today. I just can't explain to you the feeling that I'm having right now in centering in the end of this coursework and in this chapter and this just amazing sense of peace. I hope that if you've been following along with this coursework that you're feeling it here as well. And, you know, it's like after you've been kind of through a struggle sometimes and we get a little worn out, perhaps, you know, we have that battle going on within us or outside of us or wherever it is. And we just kind of tug this way and that way, and you know, we kind of exhaust ourselves, don't we? And we try this or we try that, and that's really what life is all about, you know, us trying all these different ways to unwrap ourselves of all of this the stuff that we think that we have to struggle through and these stories that we make up to make everything so much harder. And I think what we do is we just kind of exhaust ourselves sometimes. And so it's kind of a time of, you know, we've gone through that struggle. We've gone through that time of, you know, stripping ourselves and doing the work and taking all of those layers off, and you've probably exhausted yourself a little bit by this time. But then we've also brought in this new energy, right? This new exploring energy of going out, and I hope that you found some great things to do to start standing and practicing standing in your new aligned self. You know, for so many people that I work with, it's interesting, the 20s, the 30s, the 40s, the 50s, the 60s. I can't even say it's one generation or one decade of our life. It seems like, you know, so many times we're just in that place of, you know, still trying to figure out who we are and what we want to do and what fulfills us. And, you know, maybe it's just a constant rediscovery and expansion. You know, I talk about in the book, I talked about when I, you know, came to this place of unconditional love with myself and realized I was home. You know, I had done the work and I was, you know, let go of what I didn't need to hang on to anymore. And I'd recentered and I had done the healing, and now I was ready to start really exploring the world and how I continue to expand my world. And, you know, it hasn't stopped. You know, I live in this life that I call freedom. And it's really a concept I really want to keep expanding, and talk about. But of course, you know, you've got to go through this groundwork first, but then you start hitting this whole next level of living. And, we're pioneers here. You know, we're pioneers, just you know, there were the old ancient prophets that understood this concept, you know, here and there. But we're starting to really, more of us, you know, so many more of us start to have the ability to step into this life, this way of living, of this freedom, and creating the new roles that we're here to create. I mean, you see it happening around us, right? Everything's kind of falling away, and it's the old, you know, it's the old paradigms, it's the old government systems, it's the old religious systems, it's the old relationship paradigms, and you know, they're just outdated, and we're here to shrug them off. You know, we're here to say, we're sorry, that's just not working for me anymore. I'm going to try this over here. And that's what this whole life of freedom is about. So you know, we're here to play and explore and to create. We're creating the future right now and the way that we want it to be. And, you know, the way that I see it is that there's not a whole lot of rules, actually. And I think that if you talk to, you know, other spiritual teachers or whatever you want to call them, New Age teachers of this time, that's the same thing you're going to be getting back, you know. There's so many things that we thought were the rules that just aren't. And we're here to be the conscious creators. And, of course, what this coursework is done is made us become conscious creators instead of creating everything from our subconscious, which is all that old programming. So how do you want it to be? How do you want to live? You know, it's interesting because I got an email just today from a gal that's talking about how she ran her business from a different country for 6 months and how she increased her business like sixfold. You know, that's the kind of freedom we're talking about. Doing what you love, where you want to do it, when you want to do it, how you want to do it. And, you know, it's this passion that you're bringing to your work, this purpose and this passion that's going to feed everything, that's going to start to allow all those doors to happen for you so that you can start to live that life of freedom by living through that passion, by living through that power that you've started to understand. So that's my question for you. If you could live any way that you wanted to live, how would you live? You know, and it's there's no limits here. Okay, so think about it. Think about what it is you want to do. And start saying, why can't I do this? You know, start, and then just start looking at how nonsensical all of those things are, those lists that you're holding back, that you're putting there because, you know, of someone else or someone said I couldn't or all of those. You know, go back to that poem that I just read, I Give Myself Freedom, right? And is it one of those statements that is holding you back still? It's not allowing you to live in the space of this freedom of creating exactly the life that is soothing to your soul, that is in alignment with your authentic being, that is really going to feed you as well as all of us going forward. You know, the more empowered each one of us becomes, the more that we live in our passion, the more that we feed the center of love, the more that we're feeding it to the whole world and shifting the whole world. So, you know, go for it. I love to have private coachings on this. So if you're in this place of, you know, really living outside of the box, call me and let's talk about it because there are no limits. You know, there's only the old paradigm that we're not going to follow those rules anymore anyway. And we're just going to continue to create in the way that we feel in this peaceful state of love. This coming from our passion, from our soul, from our deepest urges. And with that said, how about joining me for a seminar? Going to be holding one actually in November in Phoenix, Arizona. And I just want to share a little bit with you about that. It's going to be life-changing. You know, I know that when we do these intensives like this, I've done private intensives like this, not really so much group intensives like this, but I'm really looking forward to it. You know, I don't know how many people are going to show up there. I'm going to hold it under 40 for sure. And it's kind of something I'm playing with. We're going to see how it goes. But it's going to be, you know, an intensive of this whole coursework that I've just gone through and created this audio course for. And actually, I'm going to be incorporating the audio course. It's actually going to be a part of that package so that you can actually go through that coursework before you even come. But take a look at it. Go to my website, www.angelabushman.com. And my expansiveness and continual creating. my website, my new website's going to be out soon, so come back and check it out soon. It's going to be even better and greater and more expansive and free, freeing me up to do even more of the things that I continue to create. But go there and check it out. It's pretty great right now, www.angelabushman.com. And check out my workshop. Check out my go to the workshop page, work with me page, go to the workshops page and check it out there. It's going to be in Phoenix, Arizona. I live there. I've been based out of there for 12 years. I totally understand the energy of the desert. It is an amazing place if you've never been there before. It is definitely creates the whole alchemy of the soul. I will guarantee you that. It is the stripping of yourself there. It is a powerful, powerful energy. And I'm really excited to be doing that in the fall because this is a time when we let everything fall away. Have you started to see it already? I have. I've started to see it. I've started to feel the shift of fall. You know, it happens every year. And it's an important part of our whole year. It's interesting. You know, I need to do numerology. And when I do a private session with someone, one of the first things that I get into is looking at their life path, okay? So we look at their whole entire life lesson as they're here to discover. I just did a great one the other day with someone that I'm really excited to start working with a little more and getting in because I don't think he realizes how far this is actually going to take him yet. But you know, it's so fun to see that life path start to unfold. So that's our whole overview of telling us what our big life path is. But each year, also within each year, we have a energy that is the overall year energy. And I understand that from numerology and from astrology as well. I do both. But in the coaching sessions, you know, it's always nice to know what year you're in to understand that. And this is something we're going to get into in these workshops. You know, I'm going to be able to individualize a little bit and teach you some of these specific tuning in to your life path, to your life year path, as well as letting you understand the purpose of each season within the year. So we've got so much different energy there. You know, it's like giving somebody the map. You know, I love to say, you know, here's a cheat sheet to your mapping of your life. And how great is it when you get that map, right? You get that map in your hands and you look at the overall picture and then you look at this year's picture and then you start to understand, okay, how are we doing now? Where are we now? You know, and with it being the fall, the perfect time for transformation. It's the perfect time to do this beginner class, this basic class, which is where I'm starting. There will be many more to come. But, you know, you've got to start here. You can't start, you know, the whole relationship thing and the whole so many other things that before you start with this whole course with yourself. Because, you know, you got to be on a line with yourself. You got to align where you are with yourself, and the more authentic you are, you know, we're all just energy, energy attracting energy. And when you're aligning with your truth, then is when you're going to start to pull in that true, real, authentic partner. So if relationships is something that you really want to work on, come take this class. It doesn't sound like a relationship class, but it is. It's your first step. And it is actually going to be, the relationship stuff is definitely the next thing I want to get into. But, you know, this is the groundwork. This is where we're starting. You got to start here first to understand so much, and then we'll get into that whole relationship stuff. So do the work. You know, this is an investment in yourself. I've tried to keep the price down on this to as little as I can because I really want to open up this opportunity to so many. It's in a phenomenal resort, I will tell you that right now, and an extremely great price. If you're coming from outside of Phoenix and you want to spend the night, there's room for that. Check out the beautiful, serene, pampering, nurturing environment that you'll be in. It's a gift to your soul. Ask the universe to support you on this one and watch what happens. Make the commitment. You know, as we talked, you've got to be the one to pick that foot up and put it down. You got to start taking those steps. No one's going to do it for you. But how about having a great coach on your side along the way? And I'm telling you, 2 days is a lot of time to do a lot of intensive. I'm really excited to see how this turns out and to launch this whole program. I have a feeling I would love to get some coaches in them themselves because this is a program that can be you can be trained in. If that's something that you're thinking about going into coaching for yourself, come take this program because this may be the program that you end up teaching as a graduate of this program. So there you go. You know, you'll do your own work and then you'll also start creating your own career. So if that's something that's calling you, check it out. Also, what else is going on? Email me if you have any questions about doing private sessions, Angela@AngelaBushman.com. And love to do it. I'm definitely open for that right now. I am doing some writing of the workbook as well as getting ready to do some quite a bit of traveling and all that that entails. But I'm still open right now for private coachings, not always, so take advantage of it now. And I hope that you've enjoyed all of this. If you haven't been here for all of these free audio courses that I've done through Voice America, Voice America, I want to thank you from the bottom of my heart for all that you've done. Matt has been a special little angel there for me that's done a lot of the editing of this coursework as we've gone along. And now these courses are in my website, on my website, for you to download when you want to start working through. Check out my book too, A Soul's Journey Home. It is available at Barnes & Noble, as well as, I'm sorry, barnesandnoble.com. Hopefully, before too long, it's going to be available at Barnes & Noble. I'm working on that one. I'm not quite there yet. Actually going to work on getting this translated into Spanish. I know a lot of you have been calling for that. So that's the next step. I'm going to put that out to the universe. We're going to start working on that, getting the translation done. The workbook should be coming soon. What else? The artwork is up. If you're a visual person and you want something to hold the energy in your space to help shift it at a very strong a level of you not having to do anything other than just be with this energy, check out my artwork. It's pretty pretty cool. I think I just love to see how people respond to it and see what speaks to you. It's your experience. You'll know what speaks to you. So go check it out. You can order it all online. It's all created the way that you want it to be created. So go see what speaks to you. Until next week, I hope that you all take good care of yourself. You know, keep yourself in that loving energy. Remember how awesome that you are. Lots of love and nourishing. And don't forget to join me next week because we're talking about how to live with abundance. And I hope that we all get to that level where we have to learn how to live with so much opportunity coming into us and abundance from in all the realms that we actually have to learn how to not say no. So there you go. I hope you've enjoyed the hour. I've certainly enjoyed being here with you. I send out, of course, always the aloha from my heart. Bless you. Until next week, be well, be wise, and be free. This is Angela.
Thank you again for tuning in to Shine Your Light. We hope you'll join Angela Bushman again next Thursday at 6 p.m. Eastern Time, 3 p.m. Pacific on the Voice America 7th Wave Channel. Have a wonderful week.